This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 27th of March. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's recovery week in London as the British capital struggles back to its feet after a terror attack on the British Parliament, which left 2 dead and 40 injured. The attack forced the postponement on a vote for a new Scottish independence referendum. That will now be held on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Prime Minister Theresa May triggers Brexit negotiations when she formally invokes Article 50 of the EU Lisbon Treaty. The following day, the EU sets out its negotiating position. In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee continues hearings into the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the court on Tuesday deals with a landmark case on transgender rights. Other American events include the arrival on Saturday of 900 U.S. troops in northeastern Poland, and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Turkey on Wednesday. Asian events include the corruption trial of Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eg. On the same day, self-confessed Filipino assassin Edgar Matabato is due to file a case at the International Criminal Court accusing Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte of crimes against humanity. Elections next week are all on Sunday and include the second round of presidential elections in Ecuador, the first round of Serbian presidential elections, and parliamentary elections in Armenia. And finally, for you lazy moms and dads, on Saturday is launched a battery-powered baby stroller. It doesn't just walk itself backwards and forwards. It also heats the bottle, has a temperature-controlled seat, 3 canopies, a rocker, and wireless speakers. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for the expanded look-ahead news world analysis after this message. This is Tom Arms with the expanded world analysis from LookAdNews.com for the week beginning the 27th of March. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. London will be recovering and the police investigating next week in the aftermath of Europe's latest terror attack. 2 died and 40 were injured, 7 critically, when a jihadist plowed through crowds on Westminster Bridge before stabbing a policeman at the gates of the British Parliament. The attack forced the postponement on demands for a new independence referendum in Scotland. The vote will now be held on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Monday is the deadline for Northern Ireland's political parties to stop bickering or face the reimposition of direct rule from London. Then on Wednesday, Prime Minister Theresa May formally triggers Brexit negotiations when she invokes Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. The following day, Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, will set out the EU's negotiating position. In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee continues hearings on Monday into the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the court on Tuesday hears oral arguments in a landmark case on transgender rights. Trump University is also in court next week. On Thursday, the final hearing is held in a class action suit filed by ex-students who claim they were cheated. Other American events include the arrival on Saturday of 900 U.S. troops in northeastern Poland, and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to be in Turkey on Wednesday. On Monday, Turkey's overseas voters start casting their ballots in the April 16 referendum on a new constitution which will give near-dictatorial powers to President Erdogan. The result is expected to be close, and the 3 million overseas Turks could easily sway the result. In Kiev, the prime ministers of Ukraine, Armenia, Moldova, and Georgia meet on Monday to discuss economic cooperation. Russia will also be on the agenda, and it will be noted that the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, will be in Moscow on Monday and Tuesday for talks on Syria. Britain's Prince Charles and his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, are off on Wednesday to the Vatican, Austria, and Romania, while French President Francois Hollande is in Indonesia on a trade mission. Other Asian events include the start of the trial in Malaysia of Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eg on corruption charges. On the same day, self-confessed Filipino assassin Edgar Matabato is due to file a case at the International Criminal Court accusing Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte of crimes against humanity. Elections next week are all on Sunday and include the second round of presidential elections in Ecuador, the first round of Serbian presidential elections and parliamentary elections in Armenia. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.